Amen. Now, I think I'll lead you in a little proclamation, which is on one of our cards. But I think it'd be good if you were to stand to your feet. You've sat a long while, you've been wonderfully patient, and standing is an attitude of victory. So I'm going to make the proclamation that I make several times a day. I take the hyssop and I sprinkle it wherever I am. I'll say it once through and then we'll say it together. Okay, and this is the end. This is what I say. My body is a temple. All right, okay, if you're going to, then that's fine. Start again. My body is a temple for the Holy Spirit. Redeemed, cleansed, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. How do I go on? The devil has no place in me. No power over me. No unsettled claims against me. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus. I overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. And that's not the end. Hold on. And I do not love my life to the death. Say that again. How will you express that in one word? Self-denial is a good one, but I would say commitment. And you see, uncommitted Christians can use the blood as much as they like. It doesn't do anything. You have to be committed. You have to be willing to lay your life down. How willing are you? I was preaching on this the other day. And I said something which rather surprised me, but I'm prepared to say it again. And this is my personal testimony. For me, it is more important to do the word of God, to do the will of God, than to live, to stay alive. So, I'm not asking you to say that. But that's what is commitment, see. The devil is not the least bit afraid of uncommitted Christians. We can go through all our religious activities and motions and sing and do whatever we do. But it's only when you come to the place where you don't love your life to the death that your testimony has supernatural power. Amen. Shall we say that once more and then you're released. You've been wonderful. And now I have to remember what I say. My body is a temple for the Holy Spirit. Redeemed. Cleansed. And sanctified by the blood of Jesus. My members, the parts of my body, are instruments of righteousness, yielded to God for His service and for His glory. The devil has no place in me, no power over me, no unsettled claims against me. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus. I overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony, and I do not love my life to the death. My body is for the Lord, and the Lord is for my body. Amen. God bless you.